Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from pretty Scottsdale, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about what would you do with limitless capital? I love this topic.
Oh, man.
I love talking about money.
Shopping I could do.
See? That's where it starts.
Oh, that's not what you meant? Oh, shoot.
Before we get into it, let's take a question. Posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're already a Land Academy member, please join us on Discord.
You know, that's an honest mistake. Just kidding. Marianne wrote, sometimes it's a blessing to have a full-time job that's a bit of a game delay in getting back to sellers. I was slammed at work and three callbacks stacked up from the same area. The pattern was a flag, and I was able to do some digging.
Red flag.
Okay. The subdivision originally sold 5 and 10 acre parcels that the county only allowed buildable at 20 acres. Interesting. It left a bunch of people unable to build their retirement homes and stuck with desert land in this state. My offers were too high based on this for purely recreational land, and I didn't even want them at all. I think if I had called the first seller back right away, I would have taken the deal. If anyone is into this sort of thing, please direct message me, perhaps one woman's trash, .. That's good. So how do we learn to get better at finding and understanding legal descriptions and zoning codes? That's part of this question too?
Yeah, and okay. So what she's getting at here is
thinking she missed something, and she might not have, I think.
What she's getting at here, this is my opinion, is chill out.
Yeah.
Just chill out. Let your mailer do the work.
Mm-hmm.
These mailers do a ton of work for you. They mm-hmm. don't just find sellers for you, which mm-hmm. is amazing in its own right. But they also tell you, hey, if there's 25 people responding to you immediately and signing your offers in one little area,
there could be a problem.
It might be priced too high. And that's okay, because you can go in and reduce prices and review it. And not, you have complete control over what properties you buy, entirely and completely.
Mm-hmm.
So let the mail do its job and chill out a little bit. Let them come back and choose the best one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like dating. Mm-hmm. Choose the best one.
I was waiting. I'm like, let him go. Let it go. He'll hang himself. It's fine. I don't need to get in on this.
And she says, how do we...
Well, can I comment on this?
Oh, sure.
No, I want to comment too that... I love it. She quickly figured out on her own... You know, people, this happens often. The first one comes back, we're scrambling to try to make it because it might be my only one. No, it won't. Hold on, everyone. And the best thing I could say, too, is I'm glad you let hours and or a day go by. I like to let a bunch of them come in. I want to review 10 deals at once, and I want you to review 10 deals at once. So then I know you're going to pick the best one. Don't try to make every deal, especially the first two or three, work. Because as she uncovered, you know, there could be some problems, and I don't want you to try to see something that's not there. That happens. Now onto the second part.
How do we learn to get better at finding and understanding legal descriptions and zoning codes? Google, YouTube, and Land Academy Discord. Mm-hmm. This was off of Discord.
Yeah.
And you know, this is a perfect place to start. And I didn't put it in this context, but there's all kinds of responses to this.
We talk about the legal descriptions in Land Academy. We don't tell you how to do the math backwards. If you're listening and you know what meets and bounds is, we don't talk about how to do the back half, how to read it backwards. I mean, we discuss it, but we don't like sit and dive into it.
We did in Career Path a couple days ago.
Right, but there's a lot of... there's a lot of things online to help you understand how to read meets and bounds. And because it starts with a section and you're working backwards to the size of the property. I'll leave it at that.
There's two types of legal descriptions for land.
Mm-hmm.
There's property that's been subdivided.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you really read the description, it says, this is lot 14 of block 21 in section 23. That's been subdivided.
Right.
Or... there's the northeast quarter of the southeast quarter of the north half of section 15, range 12, Township 13. Mm-hmm. That's not been subdivided. That's property that's... I love those types of properties. That's mm-hmm. that's why we're here. So this is a very good question. Mm-hmm. And it's not that hard to dig. Probably take you 10 or 15 minutes horsing around online to figure it out all out.
And once you get it, you get it.
Zoning, you know, zoning codes are entirely and completely unique to wherever you are. So GR, which is general residential, might be appropriate in California and non-existent in Vermont.
Right.
In fact, I'm sure that's the case. It's not, might be. They're completely different. Uh-huh. Whoever set them up in the state or the the county or even the city takes over zoning if it's incorporated. So they're like the city is its own legal entity that handles zoning, but mm-hmm. there's property in a county that is unincorporated, doesn't have a city. Then they take over the zoning. Mm-hmm. So you have to call them and figure it all out or go on the website.
Yeah, you can Google. I often go onto their county website and you can find in a document section and download the zoning codes and just look at that and read through that. It's a little time consuming, but it's kind of cool. I learned a lot, especially some of the counties are really good, like LA County. You can dig down, download this document, go through, and it'll tell you what R4 means, and it'll mm-hmm. tell you too what the setbacks are. Everything is really in there. If the property's this size or more, here's what this means. If it's this size or less, here's what this means. And I appreciate that, and I'm sure the county does too. So let me tell you, when you're digging and trying to understand zoning codes, my first thing is I would try to find the answer myself. And often it's because the county's closed anyway. It might be 6 o'clock at night, I can't get them on the phone, and I don't want to wait till tomorrow morning. So dig and see what you can find. And then tomorrow morning, when they are open and you've got all the answers, you've got everything you could, but you have one last little question, call them and go, hey, I found the website, I understand this, I saw the document, this means this and this means this. I have one little clarification on this part. They will love you for that. But the fact that you tried to solve your own problem, you're knowledgeable, you know what you're doing, they're gonna go, oh, well that 200 means this. Okay, thank you very much. That's all I needed to know.
Well said, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's topic, what would you do with limitless capital? This is the meat of the show.
Well, let's see. I'd buy an island. Just kidding. Subdivide it.
Keep going. Subdivide an island.
I'd buy an island. Cut it in half.
What chat do I get? Am I not even involved in this little fantasy?
You're on my half. Oh, good. Okay. No, you're on my half. I'd buy an island, cut it in half. One half is for us, and one half is the other half is the part that I sell to pay for the lifestyle and how we're going to live like rock stars on our half.
Jill,
done.
I love
that's my
play.
That's my whole plan.
When I was very young, Ross Perot ran for president, and I was just at voting age, and so I voted for him because I loved what he said. He said this. Do what you love, what you're passionate about, and what you're good at, and the money will find you. And that's absolutely true. And it's hokey, and it sounds like something that you put on a poster in your office and everybody laughs at you.
From a Texas guy, which he is.
There's limitless capital for something that's good. Here's the problem. There's too many people sitting on the hood of a Ferrari telling you that there's limitless capital. If there's a Ferrari involved in anything,
could you imagine?
Run the other way.
We need to do this. You just put an image in my head. I've got to say this. Okay, Land Academy people, we should do this. I'm gonna have Jack take a picture of me on our RV. How's that?
I mean, we should find like a Breaking Bad RV, like a really nasty one.
And I'll hop on up there.
You too can have this.
That's right. Perfect. I'm going to do that. I'll have my hat on and my cowboy boots.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to climb up on a Breaking Bad RV and take a picture and go, this is Land Academy. Perfect.
Money. Money and capital is not for buying stuff. It's not for buying a new dress or a new motorcycle at all.
Darn.
Those are the spoils of
Darn.
Making money.
Just kidding.
Children, here, I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay.
A lot, like 3 years ago, this guy, when we lived at the beach in California, this guy came to us and said, hey, you know, you guys are obviously successful and smart. You get this big house right on the water. do you mind if I buy a couple drinks and pitch you this idea? And I said, I love this. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'll get pitched ideas all day long. So he did, and he said, I've got this great idea. I travel all over the place for my job. I'm in IT, and I would like to start this app. I would like to start an app that makes you, that knows where you are, and as soon as you land, tells you what's going on with soccer, wherever there's local soccer games and all this. And I stared longingly, stared at him and said, who's the customer and how do you get your customer? And he didn't want any part of that. All he was thinking about was this app and how cool it is, mm-hmm. not customers and marketing and money.
And you asked a question about testing it. And he's like, what do you mean testing it? Do you have some people already working on that? You know,
there
like
is no capital for him
using it.
So when I say you already have limitless capital, there's a big but at the end of that. However, you have limitless capital for a great real estate deal, limitless capital. You have limitless capital for a great any great idea that's already been proven. You're out of that phase of testing for reason and proving the concept. And so the vast majority, like Shark Tank is this, watch episodes of Shark Tank. If you've never have, please do that I guess it's on a regular network now. It used to be on CNBC. Well, you can find it all over YouTube and all that. Shark Tank destroyed the concept of limitless capital, just like HGTV destroyed the concept of buying a house and reselling it. It's all fiction. And I think that Shark Tank is real, and I think HGTV for the most part is real minus mm-hmm. the actual money.
Right.
I think those houses actually did get renovated, but the numbers aren't right. So yeah, you have limitless capital for a great idea and a proven concept. If you live in Northern California, you have a limitless capital for anything that's on the internet. And we have people in our group that work in those environments, and they can't wait to get out of them. Jill had a conference call with a guy who's in IT. You can tell this story if you want.
I'm going to save it for Friday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you need to know who your customer is. You need to do a bunch of work before you access that capital is my point. You can't just say, I've got this great idea for a new kitchen knife. Fund me, pay my salary.
We'll test it together.
We'll test it together. And in 2 years, pay me all for 2 years, we'll go to market with it. Never going to happen.
The Shark Tank example is a good one because if we all pay attention, the people that get, and it's the same as us. I'm gonna want to fund and get in bed with, theoretically, other than only you.
No, but I get it.
Financially, the person that says, look, I've been doing this for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I know I'm doing it all wrong, but I accidentally made 1.2. All right, now you got my attention.
Our best Land Academy members, mm-hmm. by leaps and bounds, came to us from other land investing environments, mm-hmm. and they left those environments because they knew there was more. Mm-hmm. They wanted this to be their career.
Right.
Because that's how we're geared for that. We're not geared. This is not a side hustle. We're very serious about this. And so if you've done a couple of land deals and you know that this, then this is very logical for you. And there mm-hmm. is limitless capital mm-hmm. for great real estate deals.
Absolutely.
So money should never be a reason that people don't do things in real estate. Being an idiot is a reason not to do stuff in real estate. And that happens. I used to be an idiot. I know this. I did.
That's hilarious.
Fortunately, I learned everything the hard way.
I didn't know you then.
I learned every single thing of value the hard way by failing and doing it all wrong. And Jill's exact opposite. She just sails through stuff.
Well, you know what? No, there's failures there. I just move on. I don't let them bring me down. I don't let them break me. I figure it out and move on. That's really the thing. There's a lot of failures that I've made too. Boy, yes.
So here's my whole message. I'll leave it on this. There's tons of people that I've come across in my life who are no longer in my life who sit around and say some version of this. If I only had X, if I only had $22,000 to move forward on this thing, my life would be awesome. Well, you do have $22,000, but you got to do a bunch of stuff. You have to do a bunch of stuff to make sure that the $22,000 is going to become $44,000.
Mm-hmm. Remember back in the day when people only, they would just come forward with a good business plan. They would think that's it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I haven't even, maybe because it's our community, we don't roll that way. I'm like, I haven't even heard of anybody talk about like that. But it used to be, you just have a business plan and it was sell itself. No. No, I need more than a good business plan. I need some fiction. I need a track record.
Yep.
I need you, you know, doing this product out of your garage, and then you, and you sold them anyway. You tested the concept. You found the customers. You know how you tweaked it. Now you're ready to take it to the next level. Call me. That's the limitless capital, I think.
Could not agree more.
Thank you. Happy you could join us 5 days a week. You can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show. Well, it's Jacked Thursday. Constant change. I talk about constant change personally and professionally. You are not alone. Real estate ambition.
Good show.
So cliche-ish.
What is?
One thing is for sure. Everything's going to change. How many times does your dad say that to you?
No, my dad never said that.
Well, you're lucky.
No, he just said all he needs is a bowl of Cheerios and a walk around the block. It solves everything. That's what my dad said. Oh, boy. If you need access to any sort of ownership or property details, including owner phone numbers and FEMA flood map overlays, please check out parcelfact.com and neighborscoop.com. Created by investors, that's us, for investors like you. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.